Mesachas Shavuot, Parakhas, Mishnah Dalet. Amar Lechad B'Shuk, Heichan Shori Shiganafta. Somebody said to somebody in the marketplace, where's my shore that you stole from me? V'hu Omer Lo Ganafti. And the other guy claims, I never stole your shore. V'ha Edem Be'eden Oso Shaganfo. The Edem testified that he really did steal the shore. Mishalem Tashlumi Kepo. He has to pay double, as a Ganav has to pay Kepo. Tavach Umacher, if he shechted or sold the shore after he stole it, Mishalim Tashlume Arba V'chamisha, he has to pay 4 or 5 times the value of the shore. This is Xeris HaKasuv, that for Tvicho or Mechira, you have to pay Chamisha Pamin for a shore, or Arba Pamin for a set. Ra Eden Shemem Mashmashin Upon. If at the time the person was Tovea, that guy that he stole the shore, and the person saw that the Edom were coming to testify right then in Bethlehem that he stole it, Amar Ganafti. So he was forced to admit it. He admitted that he stole the shore, Avalo Tavachti Velo Macharti. He denied either shechting the shore or selling the shore, even if the Edom come to Bethlehem and are made that he really did shecht or sell the shore. Eino Mishalim Elekaren. The person only has to pay the principal. The reason being, as since he admitted that he stole the shore, he is putter from Kepo. As Kepo is a Knaf, and Moda the Knaf putter. Even though he saw the Edom coming to be made in Bezin at the time he admitted it, so his admittal was only under pressure as he knew he wasn't going to get away with it. Even so, that Hodah putters him from Kepo, and since he is putter from Kepo, his putter from paying Arba v'Chamisha also, even though he denied the Tzficho or Mechira and the Edom were made that he did shecht it or sell it, even so, his pater from the Arba v'Chamisha, and since Ayidei his Hodah, he is pater from Kefal. He only has to pay the principal, not the Kefal. So then he is pater from the Tzvicha and Mechira also. As the Torah says, Arba v'Chamisha, not Shlosha v'Dalet. And in this case, since his pater from the Kefal, if we would be Mechayim for the Tzvicha or Mechira, he would pay Gimel or Dalet, not Arba v'Chamisha. And the Torah is never Mechayim Gimel or Dalet, only Arba v'Chamisha. So every time you're pater from the Kefal, your pater from Arba v'Chamisha also. Maseches Shavuot Parakhas Mishnah Hey Amar L'Shoyal Heichan Shori. Somebody lent a shore to somebody, and he asked the borrower, "Where is my shore that I lent you?" Amar Lo Meis. The Shoyal claims that the shore died. Vehu Shenishbar O Nishba O Nignav O Avad. The Shoyal was lying. Really, what happened to the shore? It broke a limb, or was captured, or was stolen, or lost. Nishbar. Or the Shoal claimed that the shore broke a limb, Vahusha Meis, Onishba, Onignav, Ohavat, and really it died, or was captured, or was stolen, or was lost. Nishba. Or the Shoal claimed that the shore was captured, Vahusha Meis, Onishba, Onignav, Ohavat. And the truth is, the shore either died, or broke a limb, or was stolen, or lost. Nignav. Or the Shoal claimed that the shore was stolen, Vahusha Meis, O Nishba, O Nishba, O Abad, and the truth is that the shore either died or broke a limb or was captured or lost. Abad. Or the Shoal claimed that the shore was lost. Vahusha Meis, O Nishba, O Nishba, O Nignav. And the truth is that the shore either died or broke a limb or was captured or stolen. Mashbi Acha Ani, V'Amar Ame, Pater. And the owner of the shore puts the Shoal under oath. And the Shoal says, Amen to the Shoal. He took a Shavuot Sheker. Even so, the Shoal is puzzled from bringing a Korban for this Shavuot Hapikata. The reason is, as we have said previously, that you're only chayav to bring a Korban for taking a Shavuot Sheker on a Shavuot Hapikata if you're trying to get out of paying money through the Shavuot. And in this case, the claim that the Shoal is making does not ponder him. As we saw earlier in this parak, a Shoal has to pay no matter what happens to the thing he borrowed, even if it was an onus, an unavoidable occurrence, even so, a shawl has to pay. So therefore, the claim that he was making doesn't potter him, so he wasn't trying to get out of paying by taking the shvur, so therefore, even though he took a shvur sheker, he is potter from bringing a korban.